Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hi, I'm Joe Keenan, the editor-in-chief of Total Retail. I'm here at Shop Talk in Las Vegas, and I'm really excited to be joined on this episode by Levi Strachan of Free People, as well as Kristen Dolan of Influential. We're going to talk to Kristen and Libby about influencer marketing. The two work together. The two companies are partnered, so I have some questions for them and excited for them to join us. So thank you, Libby, and thank you, Kristen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So to just get kind of the conversation started and a little background for our audience, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about each of your individual companies, as well as your roles within Free People. I'll have to start with you, Libby, and then Kristen, you could tell us about Influential.
Yeah, Free People is a women's clothing and lifestyle brand. It is owned by Urban Outfitters, Inc. In the Urban family of brands, there's Anthropologie, Urban Outfitters, Free People, and Nuuly, our resale company. And I oversee brand marketing, specifically influencer and social media channels.
I'm Kristen Dolan. I'm SVP of Growth at Influential. We recently just celebrated our 10th birthday back in October. We're an influencer marketing agency. We actually just won Ad Age's Influencer Marketing Agency of the Year for this year, so we're very, very excited. Thank you. But the core of our business is marrying creators, audiences, content, and measurement. So we have a technology powered by AI that builds very sophisticated creator graphs that we're able to help brands match to the right creators to drive measurable business outcomes.
So thank you both for that. So let's dig into a little bit about Free People and, you know, your current work in the influencer marketing space. Tell us a little bit about the strategy now, and because that can mean a lot of things to different brands. Influencer marketing is kind of a broad phrase. Tell us what it means for Free People.
So for us, influencer marketing has really become a core pillar of our marketing efforts. We work with influencers in all different ways. We have different teams that work with influencers as well. Our social media team works with influencers simply to generate user-generated content that we can post on our channels that we know will perform well. We also have an influencer team. We have direct relationships with influencers, or we have them do paid posts. We work with influencers on a commission basis. We utilize influencer imagery in ads, website, all marketing channels. So it's really become all-encompassing.
With that in mind, so it seems like there's a constant need to feed that content kind of engine. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about, as you think about evaluating influencers, partners to work with, what are some of the guardrails that you set up? How do you kind of go about that process about finding the right fit for Free People?
Yeah, so it's an interesting balance because there's so many influencers we work with because they really represent, you know, the classic Free People bohemian girl. But then we also kind of want to reach new audiences and show that, you know, Free People is so much more than just bohemian fashion. You know, there's trendy pieces as well. So we also try to test working with creators who may not be, you know, someone you'd assume would work with Free People, but just to gauge, you know, what their audience thinks. And I love that we can work with different influencers to express the brand identity in different ways.
So maybe Kristen, talk about kind of how your company at Influential is working with Free People and kind of aiding in this process.
Yes, absolutely. So our technology really is our center of excellence in terms of how we're able to source via so many parameters, things like we can even drill down to emojis used in bio. So if we're looking for chefs, we can search for a chef emoji and start narrowing down our search. But our technology really starts with the Boolean search logic. So we can filter for things like demographics of audiences, brands that creators authentically speak to, and brands that are paying that creator to speak about. We can filter for image analysis to understand what are the types of content, literally the images being pushed through by the creator, so we can make that most organic match for brands like Free People.
We haven't really talked about channel yet. How does that factor in? Is there kind of the same strategy across, you know, the different, maybe first identify the channels that you're using influencer marketers in, and then talk a little bit maybe also about, does that strategy shift depending on the platform?
It definitely does. I think we see with TikTok, everything is a lot more informal, fun. It has been a challenge for us as a brand to become more comfortable with that lower produced content, right? And we're also learning that, you know, something we do with Influential, which is amazing, is we have creators post on their own social accounts, but then we can leverage their content to run as ads. And we find too, you know, our social platform partners like Meta have been telling us, you need to have more than just that highly produced campaign imagery. You know, we might spend X amount of money on this big shoot, but at the end of the day, the ads that we see perform the best are that repurposed creator content.
That kind of organic.
Exactly, especially if we can work with Influential and we'll whitelist content, which means we run it on the influencer's account. So it's not even appearing as an obvious Free People ad. You see it and you're like, oh, that's an influencer I follow. What's she talking about?
Right, that's great.
Yeah, we always say, we have internal research that says 9 out of 10 consumers prefer an ad from an influencer over the brand directly. Mm-hmm. And I think anecdotally, I just think that completely makes sense because of how, if I'm proactively following a creator because I want to know what they're wearing, what they're doing, what makeup they're using, what is their skincare routine, I'm obviously going to trust them. And if it's working for them, you know, that is going to heavily influence my purchase over a brand just very transactionally telling me to buy something.
Yeah, and I think the key word that you mentioned there, Kristen, was the trust level that is established with the influencer, because, you know, no offense to what you're doing at Free People, but consumers don't want to be sold to as much.
Yes.
Especially if they're using it as an entertainment outlet too. You know, they're spending free time on TikTok or whatever the platform might be. And it's kind of that more organic sell that is really catching them. One of the things you talked about, Kristen, was the measurement piece. So maybe we could follow up about that a little bit. So tell us a little, you know, your work with Free People here about how you're helping them track the effectiveness of the influencer marketing that they're putting out there.
Yes, I love this question because influencers are now a full funnel strategy, full stop. You can use creators for awareness, consideration, and conversion. We've been doing it Influential for nearly a decade at this point. We work with Free People to drive online conversions for the campaigns that we run with them, so we can actually track the sales driven at the creator and product level on behalf of our content and our campaign. So we work with brands to really drive home the efficacy of whatever KPI that may be. It could be tune-in, it could be foot traffic for our QSR clients. It can be in-store sales lift for our CPG clients. So we really try and tailor our measurement suite to make sure we have a diverse range of solutions available to actually measure the business outcome.
How at Free People then, that customer that may come to you through a TikTok, and it might not be like, it might be a whitelisted post like you mentioned, how do you kind of try to connect that dot and then re-engage that customer, post first purchase maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We have a lot of tools we can utilize to kind of see past purchase behavior, especially like new customer acquisition that comes through these influencer relationships. And also, like, we do live shopping as well. It's fun to see too, you know, what's the new customer acquisition there. But yeah, influencers, I would say, is probably the best way for us to identify those new, get them into the funnel. Exactly.
Actually, perfect segue, Libby, in terms of live shopping, because I wanted to talk to you about that and also get your thoughts, Kristen. So just tell us a little bit, are you kind of in that space yet in terms of the live shopping arena? And then how you think that's going to impact your retail and e-commerce efforts going forward? And maybe you could talk from the Free People perspective, and then you can give more of a kind of holistic thought, Kristen.
Yeah, so we started our live shopping channel back in 2021. So we were not the first, but early. You know, we saw everything going on in China and we were like, let's test this out. At the time, we had not launched Instagram checkout or TikTok shop yet. So we were like, well, we're waiting on getting that all set up. Let's start working with Bamboozer, who hosts live shopping programming on our site, to use it as a sandbox and test and figure out, are our customers interested? What do they like to see? Who do they like to get advice from? And it's been amazing. And we actually will continue working with Bambooser because we found that when you're on social media and you see an Instagram Live happening, usually people are clicking into it accidentally and then they just drop off right away. We find that when we drive people to our hosted live episodes on our website, then they stay on our website. They might stay to watch the whole episode, but then they're shopping and they're immediately checking out. So it's great that we get to bring customers to the website, but we test a variety of content. We have internal employees host episodes. Someone from the design team might talk about products they designed. And our customer loves that like behind the scenes point of view from our office. So we've seen that content perform just as well as when we have an external influencer or celebrity host.
Yeah, it's a great example. Any thoughts on that, Kristen? You could talk about what Free People is doing as also some other retail clients that you might have.
Yeah, I think the Free People playbook is exactly what we go to market with and recommend in terms of testing and learning, being open to the insights, driving to the website so you can get a feel for that data yourself, especially in lieu of this impending Google cookie deprecation deadline this year. It's so important to maximize your first party data initiatives. So that's something that that's a hill I would die on for sure. I think in terms of live shopping, what we're seeing on the apps, it just from a general behavioral standpoint, it takes a lot to shift behavior. So in order to tune in to a live, it has to be consistent and you have to get the same talent and the same person. So there's that recall and, make it easy to tune in, set calendar invites, things like that. So what we're seeing now, I think on the platform, if you scroll on TikTok, there's a lot of just lives happening. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, small steps to kind of help shift the behavior of purchasing from a live. I think I saw a CoreSite stat research research that recently that said the live shopping business is going to be about $11 billion this year estimated. So still a pretty hefty opportunity, even though, albeit small.
Yeah. And do you find that that's sort of that more impulsive shopping behavior, that impulsive purchasing through the live shopping versus sort of the...
Yes.
Maybe it isn't, but your experience might be different.
But we also, with our internal tracking, we're able to see, if someone watched the live and then
they
make a purchase 2 weeks later, So it is kind of cool to connect the dots there.
Yeah.
But I will say when you were asking how you see this, impacting our strategy, I think what's been great about this is that it's an informal way to speak to how products fit or how the sizing might run, mm-hmm. which we can't communicate as well on our product,
pages. Detail product. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So my final question for the two of you. So we're at an event like Shop Talk and there's always so much discussion around these emerging technologies. And obviously the forefront of that is artificial intelligence. Can't escape it. Right. So I'd love to kind of get each of your thoughts on how AI might be impacting marketing strategy, particularly as we've had our conversation around influencers, what that might mean in the influencer sphere.
Yeah, I think we've been talking about AI for a while. Our platform was actually built on AI, so we've been entrenched in it for quite a bit. I would say my overall POV on it is to first and foremost create as much operational efficiency as possible leveraging AI, because there's so much time that can be saved internally. So your smart minds that work at your companies can dedicate those smart minds to actually the strategic part of the job versus the Excel tasks that mm-hmm. are pretty repetitive. So that's the first piece. The second piece I always think about is rooting any AI solutions from the customer's perspective, so from the customer experience. So how can you use AI to better the customer experience? I know we're hearing a lot about AI-infused chatbots on websites. I was actually just talking, I met somebody in the hallway just before, and I am perpetually lost in this building. And
you're not alone.
And I said to him, wouldn't it be great if somebody next year came here with a pair of glasses that told you exactly where to go, from just your viewpoint? Because I would pay quite a bit to not be lost in this in Vegas. But yeah, I think all in all, and as it stands from a creator standpoint specifically, I think there's regulations still that needs to catch up. I think that again, creator content, creator-driven content is what's going to be authentic and relatable for the time being. And I think the platforms are doing what they can to help kind of filter out what is fake, what is disinformation. Mm-hmm. I think there's a long road ahead in terms of that. But at the end of the day, I feel there's still that significance with the creator in terms of producing the most authentic
production
and relevant.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would echo that and say that, you know, from a productivity standpoint, I think it'll really help us, especially similar to how Influential is utilizing it to identify, you know, lookalike creators that might be, it'll help us discover new people to work with, which is great. I also just was hearing about a vendor who has AI generated models. They can take a product flat and create an image that it looks like, you know, a model wearing the product. And I think that's amazing. That could potentially save millions of dollars for a brand like ours.
Yeah, real opportunities there. Obviously, work needs to be done to kind of tighten up, to your point, kind of regulate it.
Yeah. But
opportunity exists.
Yeah, our team, we're talking about it all the time. It's something we're really excited about and constantly looking into new things we're hearing about.
Great. Well, I have enjoyed the opportunity to speak with the two of you. I want to thank Libby Strachan of Free People, as well as Kristen Dolan of Influential, for joining us on this episode of Total Retail Talks here at Shop Talk. Thank you to the two of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.